This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained in an early morning raid. This is according to a spokesman for the governing National League for Democracy. The movement comes after days of escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military. Tension stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. The spokesman told Reuters news agency by phone that Aung San Suu Kyi, the president of Myanmar, and other leaders had been taken in the early hours of the morning. He called for the people of Myanmar not to respond rashly and exhorted them to, quote, act according to the law. The spokesman said he, too, expects to be detained. At least 12 people have died, including 7 children, after 2 vessels sank close to a port on Colombia's Pacific coast. This is according to a naval official on Sunday. Officials are investigating the cause of the accident. The vessels sank on Saturday close to Tumaco, Colombia's second most important Pacific port. The 2 vessels were filled with passengers when they set off from Tumaco towards San Jose del Guayabo, according to officials in the area. Local residents and fishermen are reported to have saved 36 of the passengers. A bus carrying teachers back to their homes outside Havana, Cuba, crashed over the weekend, leaving at least 10 dead and more than 20 injured, including 2 children. On Saturday, the bus left Cuba's capital to Mayabeque province and careened off the highway, plunging off a bridge that crosses a dry ravine about 42 kilometers outside Havana. The teachers on board had been returning to their provinces after working in Havana. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.